Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the3w's.thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, Doctor, Mr. MD, Doctor, now can you tell me?
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We have a great show. Thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio Network. Yes, Magical Engineer Frank and I, we're going to be talking about some interesting stuff to empower you, as we like to do. We're going to be talking about this really stubborn respiratory virus. Looked into it, kind of had some surprises, so we're going to talk about that. Also, we're going to talk about some other herbs like psyllium this hour, if we get time, and maybe how we can, other things we need to know about defeating disease. So we got lots we can do with the power of natural medicinal plants. We got power. You just didn't know you did. And we have a quack report. Got a good size quacker, FYI to Frank out there. And, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous military, men and women in the military that are righteous and good people. We are lifting them up in prayer. And I'm praying for righteous leadership across this nation. And I got a call today talking with a very interesting person. And I said, you know, I keep praying for righteous leadership for, you know, men of valor, wisdom, morals, and common sense. And the person said, well, you know, people like that, good people like that, don't want, they have no interest in having power over people, so they don't want those jobs. So the ones that want those jobs are the people that want power over you. That kind of creeped me out a little bit, but it makes sense. So we're going to have to be extra vigilant, hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face, asking for his supernatural power to give us righteous people from the county clerk all the way to the White House. What do you think? Mind the time. It grows short. And, you know, our responsibility is obedience. And, you know, truth and justice, we're supposed to plead for that. Right? You know, God's truth, his word, will always be the way, always be the light for his people. Just like the darkness is to enemies. So let's pray for the light. Yeah. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, what do we have in the first up in the quacker? We have, discovery from researchers at the University of Tasmania in Australia and the University of Cambridge, UK. They think they found a contagious cancer. Kind of rare, but scientists say they discovered a second transmissible cancer from, get this, the Tasmanian devils. Those, you know, small dog-sized carnivores, you know, found in Tasmania. A cartoon made about it. They say it's one of the few known transmissible cancers that cause what they call facial tumors. And it could be spread between individuals by transferring of living cancer cells. It's believed to be extremely rare in nature. So the cancer spreads rapidly through the animal's body, and the disease usually causes death and affects animals, within months of the appearance of any symptoms. Now, to date, only two other forms of transmissible cancer have been observed in nature. They were in dogs and soft shell clams. Discovery is the second transmissible cancer since 2014. What will medicine do with that one? Moving along in the quack report. The United Kingdom, with its version of the Affordable Care Act, national healthcare system there. Britain, tops physician in Britain of the NHS. See Dr. Bruce Kellogg. He says their system is not fit for the future. Aww. They say without major changes, the system will not survive. They may have to abandon its primary feature, which is what? Free care for all. This was in the Britain's Daily Mail. And they said that the healthcare system has become far less reliant and efficient, especially with hospitals' overall needs not being met, complete transformation in order for it to operate properly. Well, it's called paying for it. That's how it's going to operate properly. People just got to pay for it. All right, moving along in the quack report. Sacramento officials were caught red-handed, secretly adding cancer toxic chemicals to the water supply. Between 2013 and 14, the city of Sacramento began quietly adding a chemical known as aluminum chlorohydrate, or ACH, to the public water supply, supposedly in an effort to save money on the purification process. Apparently, the alum, which is usually used for large particulates, too expensive, so they used the cheaper version, which was aluminum chlorohydrate. But only problem is it hasn't been safety tested to be used in water. Apparently, it causes cancer, miscarriages, birth defects when it's ingested or inhaled. They decided also added chlorine to supercharge its efficiency, which created even more toxic substance. And, of course, the combination of the chlorine and the aluminum chlorohydrate yielded a carcinogenic mix known as disinfection byproduct. All right. Major lawsuit, I'm thinking. People sick and dying from that. I mean, really, somebody on that board should be sued privately for failure to do their job in a private capacity. That's just wrong. All right, moving along the quack report. Gonorrhea could be untreatable soon. Sexual health doctors said gonorrhea is rapidly developing resistance to their drugs. It's the UK reporting the disease is caused by a bacterium, and it's spread by unprotected sexual intercourse, oral or anal sex acts, and is second most common sexually transmitted disease in England right now, and the cases are soaring, according to the report. Symptoms can include thick green or yellow discharge from sexual organs, pain when urinating, and bleeding between menstrual periods. The person that could have no symptoms and still transmit it to others. Untreated infections could lead to infertility, pelvic inflammation disease, and it could be passed on to children during pregnancy. Okay, last but not least in the quack report, it's the end of meat. That's right. Startups now are saying you don't need meat to eat. Patrick Brown, he is on a mission to make a hamburger for Americans that they'll love, but without any meat in it. Brown's company is called Impossible Foods and is part of a wave of startups aiming to wean Americans off foods like meat and eggs. Brown says, "We are not making a veggie burger. We are creating meat without using animals," he said. Brown is a former Stanford scientist who has been scanning plants in search for compounds that can help create meat. Yep, it's the new world of fake meats, from hamburger patties to chicken strips. And these new food startups are funded by corporations who know nothing about food. And they want us to ditch the cow, you know, for our own good. So at this company, Impossible Foods, what they do is if they're going to make a patty, fake burger, they extract proteins from foods like spinach and beans, combine it with some other ingredients, oils and things. The company has about 100 employees, expects to produce a product, make available in the latter half of 2016 through food service operators. Huffington Post reported on it. They said that they tested the chicken strips, the fake meat. They said it has a very unpleasant taste that inhibits a strange territory between meat and vegetable. A strange territory. Well, has Impossible Foods created something impossible to eat? I don't know. But guess who plans to shove it down our throats? Impossible Foods raised $108 million in funding on top of the previous $74 million by investors known as Bill Gates, Google Ventures, and Horizon Ventures. I don't suppose those folks running those corporations are vegetarians, do you? And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay. We've got a stubborn respiratory virus we need to talk about. Because, you know, it's kind of been a mild winter. We haven't gotten to the cold stuff yet, when people are more likely to stay indoors, spread things around. So, you know, we still got January and February to deal with. So hold tight. But the stubborn respiratory virus that seems to circulate from time to time, you know, seems to, you know, cycle every 2 or 3 years in local populations. Well, it's reared its ugly head again this winter. More people are coming down with what appears to be cold symptoms, which manifest into a cough and a hard-to-get-rid-of congestion. So it is a virus, and it affects young, old, everyone in between. And it is also no surprise that the antibiotics and over-the-counter medications dispensed by doctors and pharmacists have no effect on clearing the condition. So if you think you're going to run and get a prescription for this, get ready. It does a nothing. Therefore, patients are left with the virus to run its course, and they hope they don't get walking pneumonia. So what is this virus? And does it have a name? Well, yes, it does. But general practitioners and urgent care doctors don't check for this strain. And clinical features can be difficult to distinguish from influenza. So we're going to take a look at this monster of a virus and see how we can protect ourselves. Let's talk about some of the symptoms. The clinical symptoms of this virus have some similar symptoms to the flu, such as, you know, nasal congestion, a cough, low-grade fever, fatigue, chest congestion, and wheezing. Not all of those are flu influenza symptoms, but similar. Now, the standard hand washing, you know, separate the eating utensils is recommended by doctors, you know, to cut down on transmission. So patients in the hospital with this virus had mild to low-grade fever and abnormal chest x-rays, which showed prolonged respiratory infection. So what does medicine know about this? Well, in 2000, the U.S. National Library of Medicine at the National Institutes of Health published some research on a virus they called respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV for short. They first noticed it infecting the elderly in nursing home environments, in which it became a significant problem. The elderly with cardiopulmonary disease were vulnerable to this virus. Anyone with compromised immune systems, such as having lupus, HIV, AIDS, or organ transplant patients, were also in the high-risk area with regard to RSV. Now, some physicians and researchers were calling this a non-pandemic flu bug. However, it is not an influenza strain medicine is used to encountering, and it can mimic flu symptoms. So the reason the general practitioners don't distinguish this virus from the common flu bug is that the viral culture, the antigen detection, are insensitive. In other words, they are low viral titers in the nasal secretions if they were to swab you and do, you know, a test. So internal medicine physicians, though, are better at distinguishing between influenza and RSV. No vaccine has been developed. However, is this the whole story on this virus, or is there more? Well, yes, there's more. Guess what it is, folks? It's really a monkey virus. If you know anybody struggling with this congestive illness for weeks, it is most assuredly not a common human virus or influenza bug. In 1956, science discovered and recovered a new respiratory virus from chimpanzees. They originally called it chimpanzee coryza agent, but a decade later, they renamed it respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV. So it got this label because scientists found that the virus infects a large amount of tissue, causing serious infection in the respiratory tract. They also found that it is very serious infection to infants and young children who have weak immune systems, so especially if, you know, they've been on antibiotics or vaccines. Now, in the 60s, medicine reported these types of infections as common pneumonia. But how did a chimp virus infect humans? Well, it is suspected that the virus receptors were manipulated by scientists to create yet another infection to jump the gap from animal to human. So science knew the virus would be mistaken for influenza or another virus so common to making us sick. They also learned that the virus quickly undermines the health of anyone with cardiopulmonary diseases, especially if you're frail elderly or if you have immune compromised situations, like individuals like that have had transplants, or anyone that's just been vaccinated or has been on a course of antibiotics. And they're similar cousins. It gets better or worse, I should say. What's really interesting about this monkey virus, RSV, is that the antigenic characteristic structure of it. This RSV virus has what they call an enveloped RNA. It has subgroups containing genome proteins, proteins GNF, which make it distinguishable from influenza, if you know what you're looking at. So it's in the family of viruses called Paramyxoviridae. And inside the RSV genus are, guess this, you ready? You'll find it's enveloped now. So inside this virus is the genes for measles, mumps, and parainfluenza viruses. So this particular respiratory virus contains all these viruses in what they call a mon-segmented single-stranded negative RNA genome. It has 10 genes, 1,522 nucleotides, which can encode 11 different proteins. So infection is launched when the G protein embeds itself into the host receptor, and medicine knows which receptor needs to be turned on or off for this virus to infect humans. It is called the heparin glycosaminoglycan cell receptor. Kind of a long name. So the human immune system has to launch antibodies against viruses, G and F proteins to neutralize it. So if you're taking over-the-counter products or prescription antibiotics, it's going to disrupt that process. Now, science also notes that the dynamics of RSV infection tend to be local rather than national or global, which explains why it comes around every few years and it's not annual. Now, the RSV virus does not last long outside the host and becomes inactive on surfaces when they're cleansed with detergent. Now, so lots of hand washing should be going on. So what is the rate of contact? Well, the RSV virus is contagious, and incubation is typically 3 to 12 days, but can manifest symptoms as early as 1 day. After contracting the virus, patients shed the virus for 1 to 8 days. The virus tends to run its course in about 21 days. So those with weaker immune systems will have longer than 4 weeks to recover from this. Science thinks most of the transmission is from very close contact with infected individuals and from touching surfaces that are infected with the virus. Healthy young adults who contract RSV are going to miss an average of 8 to 10 days of work. Healthy young individuals. Wow. Okay, so let's look at some of the common complications. It's really not uncommon for patients infected with RSV to develop pneumonia. Hospitals, daycare centers, and nursing homes are fertile ground for this virus. So medical professionals are often the carrier for the virus out into their communities. And medical professionals see a lot of RSV in their wards, especially the cardiothoracic intensive care ward. Now, hospital patients admit that the RSV is frequently in their wards and are more often than it is recognized. So there is a higher than normal risk of developing pneumonia when you have RSV. However, science has really not fully studied the bacterial infection risk RSV patients face with bacterial infections like strep, staph, and childhood pneumonia, even though they appear in about 30% of the cases. Other casual relationships associated with RSV, you ready? Are respiratory illnesses, other ones, different kinds, cardiac arrhythmia, and neurological disorders. Go figure that. Well, let's put this two together. You know, let's determine, is it flu or is it RSV? How are you going to know if you come down with symptoms? Well, there can be some clues to watch for to help you determine if you have just the average flu bug, or if you're going to struggle for several weeks with this monkey virus they're calling RSV. The most general practitioners, you know, really don't pay attention to the subtle indicators, but you can. So let's lay them out side by side so you know. Now, the signs of RSV are, it starts out with nasal congestion and a lot of discharge. You get a nagging cough, and sometimes it becomes spasmodic in about 90 to 97% of the cases. The cough can be non-productive 87 to 100% of the time. You may have shortness of breath 36 to 45% of the time. You can produce a low fever and bacterial infection, but not always, about 50%. Low respiratory tract is involved in this, with some wheezing 30 to 40% of the time, and you have a risk of pneumonia 10 to 30%. Now, let's compare that to signs of your standard influenza. You'll have a high fever and flushed skin. You'll have red, watery eyes. You'll have a headache, sore throat, runny nose, dry cough, but not spasmodic, and there's no wheezing. You'll also have, you know, the body aches, the muscle pain, the weakness, you know, general discomfort, your gastrointestinal complaints like nausea and vomiting, and also extreme fatigue. So there is differences there. And why can't general practitioners pick up on that? You know, really? Seriously, why does it have to be an internist to tell you? Well, I don't know. I'm thinking about this, and it seems like, you know, are they trying to wean out the weak and old in our society? Because it seems to me that science is creating new pathogens to weed the masses out of the very old and the very weak. You know, if that's true, talk about Darwin on steroids, you know, where natural selection gets a big push. And I could be wrong, but I don't think so. I want you to listen to what I found here on this is a research on bacterial phages by Dr. Sarah Stone, Jim Stone, who's a freelance journalist, and editor Russ Clark. This is what they said, quote, the H1N1 vaccination program, when put into the same frame as the engineered virus to go with it, appears to be a clear effort to divide humanity into two groups. Those who have lost their intellect, health, and sexuality through a tainted vaccination, and those who have not and are therefore superior. End of quote. That was in PubMed, August 2009. Wow. You know, this is like genocide through a syringe then, in a way, right? Well, it sounds like it's getting serious. No one likes to think about these unpleasant facts, you know, coming out of the woodwork from scientific professionals, you know, these brave people. They're risking their professions, their lives, warning the world with truth. So if your immune system is up to the task, you will survive. However, a majority of people have weak immune systems just by taking antibiotics and childhood vaccines. Now, an iridologist once told me that when people take antibiotics, it will leave a mark on the iris of the eye. It'll show up as a small, dark, rusty-colored speck. The more specks you have, the more antibiotic toxin you have. You know, God did not intend for this. He did not intend for animal diseases to infect humans. He most certainly did not intend for diseases to be injected into people under the disguise of health. You know, it's just time we all wake up, take responsibility for our health, and restore our most vital God-given defense, our immune system. When we come back from this break, because I know we got to take one, I'm going to show you how to do that. Yeah. Make you more powerful than any white coat. And, you know, God did that. He made sure you had this information and tools to combat all this craziness. And it's crazy. Be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
One, two, three, and...
up this segment on this chimpanzee virus known as RSV, causing all kinds of problems, pulmonary problems, respiratory infections, you know, and people think it's just the flu. Well, you know, they prescribe all these antibiotics, but it's not clearing anything up. Well, it's a virus. That's because it's a virus. And, you know, science knows this. But, you know, we're gonna improve our immune system. We're going to show them. Yep. So how do you restore immunity if you have a weak one? Anybody that's had antibiotics or vaccines has an immune system that has been weakened. Okay, so when you do immune boosting, you're bringing back your immune system so it functions like it should. Okay, so the restoration of the human immune system is within our reach. The immune system has to have organic vitamins, minerals, protein, enzymes, and amino acids to operate and to protect us from illness. So instead of eating prepackaged stuff, this includes your convenience foods, you know, eat organic, you know, cook from scratch. So if you go eat out, ask if the entrees are made from scratch or if it's just something frozen and they heat up in the microwave. You know, I mean, you'd be surprised what you get at Olive Garden. They don't whip that up back there. They just heat it. Okay, so avoid sugar because, you know, it undermines the immune system. It kind of robs the body of a lot of stamina and overall health. You can substitute with a little honey and molasses and stevia if you need to. Also, you can utilize the super nutrition in the medicinal plants God's provided us. So the establishment out there doesn't want you spending less or no money at the doctor office or pharmacy. And when you do, you're essentially a healthy outlaw. Kind of like that, you know, kind of intriguing. Well, if you want to learn how easy it is to boost your immune system, you might want to call the legends in immune boosting. That'd be the folks at Apothecary Herbs. That's what they've been doing for over 15 years, showing people how to strengthen their system so they don't have to be patients for life, you know. This idea of getting off your prescription drug and having to take an herb for the rest of your life, that's not how it is. If the herb strengthens you, then you don't need to stay on something the rest of your life. So you can check out their full line of organic whole food herb formulas to strengthen your immune system. Bring it back up to full strength, full power. They have a pandemic kit. They do have pandemic. They have kits there. If you have a super viral pathogen you're concerned about, or you just want to have it, you know, for an emergency, great stuff to have. So the immune system is like this muscle, and it has to be allowed to work in order for it to be strong. Using suppressants, using antibiotics, using vaccines, this is not helpful. So you want to feed your immune system with super nutrition, and you'll find that in medicinal herbs, and it'll help broaden your immune system's capability. So if you are interested, if you want to order, or if you want a free product catalog, call Apothecary Herbs. Their number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. 704-885-0277. Visit them online. You can check it out there, thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. You're in the power seat. That's what that means. Woo. Oh, you can get there typing in herbtalklive.com as well. So, hey, they got a New Year's special on, too. So this is a great time to check that all out. Now through the 1st, you can save 15% on orders of $50 or more. They do have the coupon code up on the homepage. Big banner, can't miss it. But it's new and then a Y for New Year and the number 16. So new Y16, and you'll save 15% on your orders there if you're stocking up on immune boosters. And we've gotten several calls from people after the Christmas break, and they're all sick. Well, you stocked up on sugar, see? And then it made you more vulnerable to pick up a flu bug or a virus or something. Watch the sugar. But it's empowering, though. It really is a fascinating thing when people learn the difference on how to do it. And it's not complicated. It's not rocket science, right? They just learn to take care of themselves. You know, it's sort of like, you know, if you want somebody to take care of themselves and support themselves, you teach them to fish, right? Well, I'm teaching you sort of to fish for medicinal herbs. Look at it that way. All right, we're moving to the psyllium topic. Talk about an herb that will move things. Psyllium. We've talked about psyllium before, especially when people have malfunction, especially in a digestive tract or a blockage of some kind. System malfunctions is really system constipation. That's how I look at it. So you have a blockage, you got to unblock the blockage so that things can get back to working normally. So a lot of times the way to address a blockage or any cause of illness is to find out what herbs will unblock that malfunction, that blockage. And sometimes it's just maybe something as simple as improving circulation or moving toxins that are stumbling blocks for the system to work properly. Or sometimes it's just, you know, a bowel that's sluggish and not eliminating the waste and toxins fast enough. So removing blockages, you know, I can show you all how to become blockage busters. Absolutely. I mean, and it's simple. And it's so simple how you can avoid a lot of problems out there and a lot of illness by making sure you got good circulation, you got good elimination channels going, cleanse and nourishing the body, and a boost in the immune system. Those things right there help you sidestep a lot of internal medicine diseases, a lot of problems. Yeah. So removing blockages may seem like it's a big deal, it's a lot of work, but it's not. It's really going to be not that big a deal. We're going to show you how. So if you have a system failure, let's say your bowel is constipated, various illnesses can occur from a bowel that's not functioning properly, not eliminating on a regular basis every day. So our ancient ancestors knew that all disease begins in the bowel. And, you know, modern healers tend to get away from that knowledge from time to time. If we get back to those basics, you're going to kick all that illness to the curb. Well, psyllium, most people have no clue what psyllium is. Some of you out there do. Good for you. Metamucil, you know that product. They make a connection that psyllium is a laxative, okay? And so you'll find psyllium in Metamucil. So actually, Metamucil is basically psyllium seeds with a sweetener and flavoring and coloring added to it. Now, diabetics should not use it because the added sugar, you know, boosts their sugar way up. So if you're not a diabetic and you go to the hospital and they put you on Metamucil and then they say, ah, your sugar's up, we have to give you some drug for that because you're diabetic now, it's because they gave you this product. I want you to watch those things for real, because it happens. So psyllium is really an important seed, which, you know, they imported it initially, but now it's cultivated all over the place. And originally it was imported from India. It was cultivated originally there and Pakistan thousands of years. That's where it came from. But in the 16th century, it made its way to Europe and was used for things like constipation. Now, it is a seed that is soluble in water, and then what happens is it expands to 10 times its original size when it gets wet, and then it releases this mucilaginous properties to it. It has medicinal action in it. So European physicians adopted the use of psyllium from folk remedies and treatments because it was excellent for GI tract problems. It provided that fiber. It also soothed the bowel tissue if it was irritated or inflamed. So, you know, thumbs up to psyllium. And for sensories, psyllium has been used for things like diarrhea, hemorrhoids, constipation, urinary tract problems, other bowel problems, and even high blood pressure. So psyllium was not used in America until, get this, until after World War I. And history proves that psyllium is safe, and it's a very safe and gentle laxative. It has no side effects. And it doesn't make the bowel lazy and dependent on it, which is, you know, a problem with over-the-counter laxatives. So most people, when they see psyllium plants, they confuse it with plantain because they look kind of similar and think they're just weeds. But today, psyllium is one of America's most popular natural laxatives. And psyllium is an ingredient and many over-the-counter laxatives like Fiberol, for instance. But you got to watch what else is in there. You know, sometimes they add stuff to it and not organic, and it's going to mess it up. Well, let's look at some of the psyllium studies. Scientific studies suggest that the fiber in your psyllium lowers your cholesterol and helps control blood sugar. The Germany Commission, their expert panel of medical doctors, scientists, and naturopaths determined that psyllium seeds are a safe natural treatment for diarrhea, hemorrhoids, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation. Now, a report in Diseases of the Colon and Rectum found that psyllium is effective at treating hemorrhoids by reducing the stress on the rectum. Researchers in Israel studied 35 patients that were suffering from chronic constipation. They gave the group one group a pharmaceutical product, one group a placebo, and the other group natural psyllium with a little aloe. After 2 weeks, the placebo showed no improvement. The group with the pharmaceutical showed some improvement, and those on the psyllium with aloe had significant improvement. Afterwards, the group using the psyllium and aloe continued to have softer stools and normal bowel function after they stopped using the psyllium and aloe. Talk about strengthening, correcting an imbalance, huh? Getting rid of that blockage problem. You know, stimulate those nerve endings of the bowel, strengthen the bowel muscle. That's what happened. So how does psyllium do all that? Well, the fiber in psyllium pulls the cholesterol out of your bloodstream to prevent blocked arteries, and it lowers your risk of heart disease and stroke. A study that was published in the Archives of Internal Medicine found that a teaspoon of psyllium taken 3 times a day lowered cholesterol levels. So why are you on the cholesterol drugs then? Now, they know this. This was in a published medical journal. Doctors know this. But, alas, they don't sell psyllium, so they're not going to tell you. Now, they concluded that patients with moderate cholesterol levels could lower their level without any prescription drugs. A similar study appeared in the Journal of the American Medical Association stating that psyllium lowered cholesterol levels by 5% in just 12 weeks. So the experts are saying that for every percentage point you drop bad cholesterol, you also decrease your risk of heart attack by 2%. So the patients in these studies reduced the risk of heart attack by at least 10%. All the studies were also mentioning the psyllium seeds offer no side effects. What a blessing, right? See, God knew you needed that, so he made it for you. Let's look a little bit more how it's working. When the psyllium seeds become wet, they expand. They bulk up your stool in the colon, and then it presses against the colon wall and stimulates the nerve endings in the bowel. And this produces a wave-like contraction of the bowel, which gives us that urge to have a bowel movement. So when the stool bulks up in this fashion, it also becomes softer and easier to pass through the rectum. So the American diet that doesn't contain enough natural fiber, and every one of every 61 Americans gets constipated, they can't move their bowel. It accounts for about 2.5 million in doctor office visits each year. So that's why you're not told about psyllium often. It's a million-dollar business to not tell you. So here's a big surprise. One study using psyllium in lab animals kind of shocked the researchers. The herb protected the lab animals from toxic food additives. So they think the psyllium bulked up the stool and prevented the toxic chemicals from proper absorption and from harming sensitive intestinal tissues. It is believed that the psyllium acts in the same way in protecting us from colorectal cancer. Remember that mucilaginous property it releases? Have you ever seen a mucilaginous herb in action? I have. It gets this I wouldn't say sticky, but slippery content to it. You know, like aloe has that wet, slippery feeling, sort of like that. And so it protects your whole colon from top to bottom. And they've confirmed that the fiber in your psyllium reduces the blood sugar glucose levels also. Okay, so let's get this right. It's going to help with the blood glucose. It's going to help with the cholesterol. It's going to help with the constipation. It's going to protect you from cancer of the colon, they say. It's going to protect you from absorbing toxic food chemicals, probably even, you know, pharmaceutical residues. So what's not to love here? Psyllium. Psyllium. That's P-S-Y-L-L-I-U-M. Write it down. Psyllium. Okay. So let's also look at the causes of blockage or constipation. A lack of fiber is the element that's going to make a bowel sluggish. So you got to get fiber in the body. Other things that contribute to constipation are a lot of dairy products and cooked meats, too much cooked food, nothing fresh, like fresh fruits and vegetables. So you got to get that in there. Also a lack of exercise. People sometimes ignore the urge to go. They just don't have time, you know. Things like irritable bowel syndrome, dehydration, pregnancy, traveling, you know, getting off your normal diet and routine can cause you to become constipated. Also, over-the-counter prescription drugs can also constipate you. Pain medicines, antacids, blood pressure medicines, antidepressants, and even iron supplements and diuretics can, you know, kind of plug up your muffler, as it were. So here's some herb hints for you. We already know psyllium works. Sometimes it works better by itself. Sometimes you want to add some things to it, like fluids, you know, because it has to bulk up, expand. So if you're going to use psyllium, make sure you're drinking fluids. You want to drink enough fluids, like juice or water, for the psyllium to work properly. How much? Well, if you're going to use a teaspoon of psyllium, about 16 ounces of fluids is going to be about enough to help the psyllium to expand, puff up, if you will, but not enough to obstruct your bowel, okay? So teaspoon of psyllium, 16 ounces of fluid should do the trick. Now, if you want to grow some psyllium, you can do that in your garden. Be prepared that each pod of the plant is going to contain about 15,000 seeds. It's a pretty aggressive grower, too, so get ready. Also, if you do that, don't breathe any psyllium dust in. If you're processing psyllium, avoid that because it tends to give some people allergic reactions. So wear, you know, a breathing mask or some sort of protection, okay? We have a lot of that stuff here at Apothecary Herbs. We have all these masks, especially when we're dealing with that hot cayenne. Woo-hoo! Yeah, it's like, you know, a napalm or something if you drop that bag and you don't have anything on your face. Bad. Okay, so psyllium, don't forget, psyllium, you're going to accomplish more with just this one herb than you ever thought you could. Sometimes we like to combine psyllium with other herbs. It helps to better regulate transit time in the bowel and also eliminate more toxins. So we like to add to the psyllium some of these herbs that will improve transit time and works like a laxative, but without any of the dependency issue that most people are worried about when they get over-the-counter types of laxatives. So psyllium works really well with slippery elm inner bark, flaxseed, apple fruit pectin, fennel seed, things like that. So you can add some of those ingredients to your psyllium if you'd like, or you could just simply order the bowel cleanse package or kit, if you will, from the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have all that already mixed up for you. One kit is enough for two cleanses or for two people. And so what you'll do is you'll remove pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, radioactive particles, food toxins, you know, just with this one cleanse. It just removes the backlog of toxicity that kind of builds up in a body when a bowel is not functioning the way it should. So all diseases begins in the bowel. This is true. Because without an elimination channel that's open and free-flowing, you get a backlog of impurities, and then you start to get sick. It's almost like if, you know, your sanitation crew went on strike. What happens? All that trash builds up, and it attracts all kind of vermin and pests, and, you know, you can have a real disease situation on your hand. So bowel is real important. It's actually the most important organ of the body. It gets rid of all the waste that you don't need. So you want to cleanse in the opposite way, the way the body expels toxins. For instance, the blood will send toxins through the liver. The liver will neutralize those toxins with enzymes. Then the residues go through the gallbladder, through the bowel and urinary, and out of the body. So this is why you cleanse in reverse, to open up that elimination channel so you don't have a reabsorption of toxins while you cleanse. So you always cleanse the bowel first, then urinary tract, liver, gallbladder, and then blood system is always last. But the only exception there is if you've been poisoned, okay? You could do a blood cleanse, you know, if you've, I don't know, got bit by a rattlesnake or a brown recluse spider, or if you're allergic to bee stings and got bit, you can use the blood cleanse for that. Or vaccine, you want to reverse a vaccine. So you would use the blood cleanse in situations of emergency then. That's fine. But typically, you reserve the blood cleanse normally as your last cleanse. So check out thepowerherbs.com. They got a bunch of cleanse kits. If you get the catalog, the cleanses are listed in order and how you should do them. Okay. If you have any questions, do give them a call. Get you a catalog. The number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. If you're looking under herb kits, they do have a pneumonia kit. They have a pandemic kit. They have a lung congestion kit. We were just talking about the monkey virus for the lung congestion. So there's lots you can do. You just needed the right tools and instructions on how to use them. Sometimes it is all about the tools, right? You guys out there know that. Absolutely. Right? Maybe I'll put together an herbal gift basket. And send it on over. And that way, you know, it'll look pretty and you'll be empowered and healthy. What can be better than that? That's awesome. I'm out of time. Once again, I got to go. But the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. So seek medical advice if you dare before using any product or therapy. Always smart to do that. But I'll be back. I'll be back. Ooh. We got New Year's coming up. Yeah, I'll be back New Year's Eve. I'll be with you guys. We'll be having some fun. Right, Frank? I gotta go. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.